Welcome to the Saucer Nerds Podcast. We would like to advise that although we do condone drinking, we do not condone drinking and driving. So drink up, act stupid, whatever it is you do, but always make sure you have a safe way home. Thank you and enjoy the show. Welcome once again to the Saucer Nerds Podcast. My name is Patrick, and as always, I will be joined very shortly by my illustrious co-host, Jeff, for our conversation. But first, we'd like to say thank you for joining us. Thank you that there's millions of podcasts out there, and you've chosen to listen to ours, and we appreciate that. It means the world to us. You found us either on iTunes or by our official website, www.saucernerds.com. Or on Podomatic, who helps us put this thing out every week. That'd be saucernerds.podomatic.com. Real quick before we get into the conversation, what the hell is up with this weather? The last 3 days, okay, we're based out of North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina area. And in the past 3 days, it's been freezing-ass cold, rainy as hell, and now it's sunny and like 64 degrees outside, where you can walk out with t-shirt and shorts on November, whatever day this is. That's ridiculous. I don't understand what's going on with the weather. This episode this week is kind of, it's weird. I mean, I'm just going to be honest with you. I want to be honest with the audience and with our fellow saucer nerds. So I'm going to be honest with you. This episode is weird because for the first time since we started this thing, our time has been very sparse lately. It's been running out, our free time, to sit down and go have a few beers and talk and record this podcast. So this episode is kind of like squeezed. The whole thing is compressed, is a good word, for me who works in the TV and media industry. If you work in television or video editing, then you know what compressed means. But this episode seems compressed because it's going to be kind of short, but let me give you the scenario of why it's kind of short. You see, last Sunday, we were attending the UNC Charlotte College basketball game against UNC Asheville. And we had a very short, limited amount of time that we could go to the Flying Saucer because we want to go get back into the routine of going to the Flying Saucer and recording this thing at the Flying Saucer because that was the idea when we first started it. So we had a very short time. So if you listen to this episode and it seems like we're just shooting all over the place, that's because that's exactly what we were doing. We didn't have a chance to sit down and talk about what we're going to discuss, talk about things that are going on. We just sat down, put microphones in our face and drank a few beers and talked for a good 30, 45 minutes. So this is like a weird episode. So if you're listening, this is the first episode you listen to, then I encourage you to go check out one of our other ones when we get to sit down and discuss what we're going to talk about before we get our beers and sit down with the recorder and the microphones. So, but enjoy it. It's fun. We talk about some cool stuff. We talk about some funny stuff. And once and for all, it's what we want to do. It's sitting down, having mere conversation over a few beers, and that's what this podcast is all about. Now we're going to get into our song of the week, and it's a little late for this song, but it's never too late to give thanks. About 2 weeks ago, we celebrated Thanksgiving, and we had a podcast that was solely about Jeff's 200th beer party and his first plate in the Ring of Honor at the Flying Saucer, so we kind of skipped over the song of the week that week. So we wanted to take a chance this week to go back, to step back in time and play a little Thanksgiving melody. So we gave the option to our friend Jess, and she picked this song, and I hope you like it. Beer Song of the Week is really not about beer. We're getting away from the whole beer song being about beer, but it is about giving thanks and about Thanksgiving. So hope you enjoy. Our Song of the Week this week is Adam Sandler, the Thanksgiving song.
Eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. Oh, I love you. to eat turkey, cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, cause it's turkey to eat, so good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it, but I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyways. Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded that old strawberry. Turkey for you and turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave that girl BD. White meat, dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Teague's poster. Wrap the turkey up in aluminum foil. My brother likes to masturbate with baby oil. Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Oh, turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroys. Gobble, gobble, goo and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Hell now, brown cow. Hell now, brown cow.
That's Jeff's testing on our mics, even though we don't have any headphones today. What's up, Jeff?
We're back. Flying saucer again. First time we've been back since my plate party.
That it is.
2 weeks ago.
I'm eating some German potato salad.
I'm eating some kind of lava cake. Deal with ice cream. It's gotten better as the ice cream melted.
It's a lava cake? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it was lava cake with ice cream on it and some kind of sauce that Jess didn't like.
Gotcha. At some point, I got to figure out what my third beer is going to be. Is the cold crash?
I think you had that one, didn't you?
I don't know.
That's a winter ale, winter warmer.
I don't know.
Winter beer.
If it's anything like that, Red Hook. I don't want it.
I had that once. I got that in a make your own six pack, so I didn't buy the whole damn six pack. I just bought one of them, and I had it at home.
I got five that you can have. Yeah, that's. I'm not. I don't know where they're from, but I'm not feeling them that much.
I've had another one of them. It was the Yellow Cap. I don't remember which one it was, but for every different one beer they make a different color cap. So,
gotcha.
We're sitting here today. We're sitting here today, not too far from the Jimmy Waxall plate on the wall.
not far from Jimmy Wexall's plate.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we walked in today, I was trying to politic us to sit outside because it's such a beautiful day outside. But no, Jimmy Wexall, a.k.a. Jeff, wanted to sit where he could stare at his plate all the whole time. I can't blame him, though.
The newness hasn't worn off yet. So.
It hasn't. This is the only second time you've been here since they put the plate up?
Yeah. The Panthers won today.
They did.
We finished watching the game here. It took
us forever to get up here because traffic sucks.
Thanksgiving traffic. This is the return trip for Thanksgiving traffic on Sunday. It's terrible. Absolutely terrible. It's probably like that everywhere in the country.
Possibly, but when they do construction on 3/4 of the roads that you drive on, it makes it a little bit worse.
And take forever to do it. And people are stupid, so they have accidents.
Yeah. Speaking of accidents, did you know that Paul Walker died?
I heard last night. I sure did. Jess told me, I think, while I was driving home.
Jess, did you see it on Facebook? Yeah, because I got home from Winston-Salem at like 11:30, and I was just every night when I go to bed, I just scroll through my like Facebook timeline just to check it out, or Twitter, and I saw it and I was like, this has got to be one of them jokes like Jackie Chan dying 20 times on the internet.
We were talking about it on the way up here, and Jess brought the point that he really was a well liked guy because nobody really had anything bad to say about him. I mean, I can't ever remember hearing people talk bad about him. So he was a cool dude. He liked cars. That's where he died. He died in a car crash. A warrior's death.
It's a weird that he's the best known for the Fast and Furious series, and then he passes away in a car crash.
It's irony. Irony at its best, man.
I don't mean that disrespectful at all. It's just weird to me. But we're
the only movie. Only, I know he's been in other stuff, but the only movie I remember him besides Fast and the Furious was Varsity Blues.
He was in Varsity
Blues.
That's
an awesome movie as well. So.
There was another movie that he was in that I can't remember.
I could be
completely wrong with this, but I think it was like an FBI. He was an FBI. No, I mean, he was an FBI agent, but there was another one that he was like an agent or something.
I read a couple of them last night. I think he was in like She's All That.
Was he in She's All That?
Well, I don't remember that from my memory. I read that on Facebook.
No, you remember that from your memory.
Oh.
She's All That's a good movie. Isn't that Freddie Prinze Jr.?
He was in Pleasantville.
Was he in Pleasantville?
Yeah.
Was that the black and white movie? I don't know that I've ever seen that movie.
I don't think I have either.
All right, well, I was sorry. Jeff was opening this thing up because I was eating my German potato salad, a.k.a. garlic potato salad, that I called it earlier.
Which, if you haven't had that, get your ass to your nearest flying saucer and try some.
Definitely. But we are the Saucer Nerds. You can find us at Saucer Nerds on Twitter. You can find Jeff at...
at the Jeff Higgins.
On Twitter. You can find me at... Patrick Wright 83. I about said the Patrick Wright 83. It's just Patrick Wright 83. You can also find us on our official website, which is saucernerds.com, or the saucernerd.podomatic website, which is the website we post this podcast through.
Holy shit. The Bears just won this damn thing on a 50-yard pass.
You think that'll stand? I think it looks like it's going to be reviewed.
And the number 20 there pushed the referee. I think it's over. They're showing the read. They're showing the highlights, bud.
Oh, are these just the highlights?
Yeah. In other news, check this out. We're sitting in a booth today instead of our normal perch on the couches over there.
This is true.
Even though Patrick wanted to go outside.
I did.
The guy that was next to us over here, remember the victory glasses that we got on brewery night?
Mm-hmm.
He bought like 8 of them.
Really?
That's what the box was
oh,
in
the box.
The box
he just carried out. I wonder how much they cost.
The guy had an iPad out, right?
Uh huh.
And
did you just watch this happen?
Yeah, he was with a lady over there, and he's sitting there, and he's on his iPad. It's turned away, and it looked like he was on some kind of dating website, looking at pictures while he was sitting there with somebody else.
Really?
Now, that, if that ain't drama, I don't know what is.
I'm slightly amazed of your observation skills in seeing this, because I had no idea he even had an iPad out. And I'm usually a pretty observant person. You just blew my mind there, Waxhaw.
Jess didn't hear a bit of that.
Jess is staring at us like we're morons talking about old men on iPads with dating for dating websites. Thank you. Got a good waitress today.
Are we going to get her to enter the introduction?
We can.
Because you said the last one didn't work. You didn't put that on the
no,
last podcast.
No, because the last one, she was like, she said, my name's Bridget, and this is Flynn's officer. Or this is the Salt Nerd podcast. And I was like, I can't. You got to put some kind of enthusiasm in.
No.
We can get the waitress to do it.
Is the gatekeeper still here today?
Yeah, he's wearing a hippie throw.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
No. If you listen to episode 6, which was Jeff's plate party, we were joined. What was his name? Do you remember his name, Jess?
I don't remember his name, but I mean, even though we say gatekeeper, we got nothing but love for you, bud.
Oh yeah,
17 plates and still going.
Awesome. What was his name? That's gonna bug me.
TJ.
TJ, yes.
TJ is his name.
TJ. He's wearing one of those like
Serapas.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know. That's a good guess.
That's what we'll go with. We also had our mechanical wheelchair friend that was here earlier.
He's here most Sundays as well.
Yeah. See, that's what it's all about. It's all about creating these bonds with these people. I'm pretty sure that the bond was created with the wheelchair guy when me and Peyton were sitting over on the couches. And he came over and started talking to us out of nowhere.
And Pete, like 2 weeks ago, Pete started, you know, he's our mechanic buddy. And
Pete's officially known as the Salsa Nerd mechanic.
He started doing repairs on the guy's wheelchair for him.
Yeah, the guy's wheelchair just cut off. Like, while he was trying to go past Pete, and Pete's like, hold on, let me take a look at it. About 2 minutes later, thing was going like brand new. But that's what you get from Pete, the Salsa Nerd mechanic.
If you need any car work done, auto work done, and you're in the Charlotte area, hit us up on one of the outlets.
Twitter, or you Facebook. Can email us at salsanerds@gmail.com. That's our email address.
Thanks for telling me that now.
Yeah, sorry. All right, so we got. Do we have anything to talk about today?
What are we drinking today, bud? You want to go over that?
I'm for the first time. Jeff and Ryan, especially on the last podcast, when Ryan ordered the Dilk, which is known as the Duck Rabbit Milk Stout.
Dilk Rabbit.
Yeah, Dilk Rabbit. Jeff swears by this stuff, and Ryan apparently does now. So I made the effort to get a Duck Rabbit Milk Stout as my second beer today, and it's not bad.
It's better than not bad. It's fucking awesome.
But you guys like these dark beers, and I've expressed numerous times on this podcast my thoughts on the dark beer.
But you drank a bunch of them, though.
I have.
Even though you don't like them.
Yeah. I mean, the Battlefield Bock was probably the best that I've had. Which is by our favorite Red Oak.
You didn't
brewery.
Like that Highland Thunderstruck coffee?
No. The coffee stout was horrible.
Oh. I had the.
This is my second favorite.
Okay.
I think I was just. But the Battlefield Bock might have been a case of I was thinking it was going to be so bad, and then when it tasted decent. It made it that much better in my head, you know?
Yeah.
That could be what it was. I'm not sure.
I had 3 North Carolina brews. Well, I've had 2 already. I'm about to have another one. But I started out with Triple C Road to Nowhere Porter, the Highland Gaelic, and Noda Cold Crash.
I'm thinking I'm going to do that. I need to look on my phone and see if I've had that Noda Cold Crash. I might do that as my last beer.
All right, I was wrong. The Vikings beat Chicago, I guess. I don't know what the hell happened.
We're too busy recording the podcast.
Anyway, the Panthers won.
We thought that we just saw the touchdown that won it, but it was actually a replay of a touchdown earlier in the night.
That makes sense. All right. Minnesota won with a 34-yard field goal in overtime to narrowly escape a tie again for the second straight week. So.
Wow. I'm trying to figure out if I've tasted this Noda.
So what you been up to this past 2 weeks, aside from struggling to get our last podcast on air?
Yes, that other podcast was brutal in trying to get it. Damn, I have had that one.
All right.
Drink
that one.
Lone Rat, has that dark beer?
Brown is less
like
a Newcastle.
Oh, okay. What is it? The Lone Rider Brown?
Yeah. Okay. It's similar to Newcastle Brown Ale.
Gotcha.
Probably like it.
Now, I thought I had the Noda jam session. I might try this jam session. It says it's a Noda Brewing seasonal, sessionable. Is sessionable even a word?
Yeah.
Sessionable?
Don't ask me what it means, but.
Provided by imported Maris Otter with the pine and citrus flavors of. All right. I'm going to do the Lone Rider Brown. I don't want anything citrus or fruity.
It's probably a good call.
Have you had the Lone Rider Brown before?
I sure haven't.
Why are you telling me to get it then?
It sounds like Newcastle Brown Ale.
And I had Newcastle last time we were here.
A couple times ago, but whatever, who's counting, you know?
Yeah. All right, I'll do it. So let's tell the people, y'all, after we finish the podcast, you guys are going to the basketball game, UNC Charlotte basketball game, right?
Yeah, Charlotte's playing UNC Asheville tonight at 6 o'clock. And Wednesday they're playing Davidson, which is one of their rivals. And it's not nationally televised, but it'll be televised around here. It's on NBC Sports Network. So
really?
We're going to get to that game pretty early.
Nice. Now, I told you before we started this podcast that I had a life situation. Not really a situation, but a life question that I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
It might get deep. But I was wondering this on my ride home yesterday. Because yesterday I had a thing called WrestleCade, which is a big wrestling convention in Winston-Salem that I went to. And you get to sit down and meet and talk with people that have actually been successful in what they do. And 90% of the people that I talk to wish they had a normal life. You follow me?
Wrestlers.
Like, yeah. Like anybody that's quote-unquote famous or has been very successful and travels the world. So their main thing they were talking to me about was they wish they had like a 9-to-5 job or 8-to-4 job.
I highly doubt that.
I'm serious. They're dead serious. This is what made me wonder this or ponder this is they wish they had a normal life. Whereas you take anybody that's a normal person and they wish they could live a famous life.
Yeah.
And so that makes me question, is anyone ever going to be happy with their own life? I know it's deep, dude. I was thinking about this the whole way home.
I can't think of the name of it, but I was reading this thing for an article the other day for school. And God almighty, I have no idea what the name of it was, but it was talking about that every person is designated for, they're like a puzzle piece. And they need to try to find out what puzzle piece they are. And about half of the people try to change the puzzle piece they are. And some people actually find the puzzle piece they're supposed to be. And if you actually find it and live that life, then you're being total happiness.
That was actually a study that you had?
That was an article you read? It's part of a book, yeah.
Huh.
But I can't remember the name of it.
Was that book called The Bible?
No.
So, So you're saying everybody has their way.
Everybody's designed a certain way. They just need to figure out what they're destined to be in life.
Gotcha. I wondered that because, like, anybody to talk to that's a normal person wishes at some point they could live that famous lifestyle where everybody knows who you are and you have millions of dollars and et cetera, et cetera. And then you turn around and talk to people that everybody knows who they are. They do have.
Sorry, man. We got interrupted again
fine.
By the.
I'm gonna try to start it up right where I finished off. And then you talk to the people that everybody knows who they are, and they are famous, and they have made a lot of money in their life, and they're like, "I wish I just lived a normal life." That makes me question, like, celebrities. Everybody puts celebrities on a pedestal and thinks they're all happy and everything, but when you sit and talk to them, they wish they had a normal life, and they're completely opposite from what you think.
Some people can't handle it. I mean, well, it's not that they can't handle it. Some people just don't want to have to handle it. Some people want to.
Well,
but I guarantee this, if you take away their money and make them work a damn 8-to-5 job doing some mundane crap,
they're going to want to go back to that lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Not saying they don't work hard.
That's why I think it's horse shit, too.
Fair enough. I understand that. All right, next subject.
I did a lot of driving this past week.
Did you? You went to Savannah, right?
Yeah. I had to deal with a bunch of idiots on the road, but hey, you know, there's only one incident that actually really sticks with my mind, and that was last night.
Let's hear it.
I think Jess was asleep. We were on, I think it was 26 East, heading towards Columbia, coming from 95, and traffic's so-so, but I was, you know, I'm the kind of guy who sets the cruise control on a certain amount, and I don't change it. So I'm going a steady speed the whole way.
Gotcha.
And that brings me up to I'm going to talk about two things. One is people who speed up and slow down, speed up and slow down, speed up and slow down.
Okay.
And the other one's just a jackass who was just trying to go like 90 miles an hour. And like, I was steadily passing people. This one dude gets on my ass, starts flashing his lights.
Whoa.
Like, want me to move over. So, you know what I do?
Slow down.
I roll down the window and stick my middle finger out and flip him off.
Well played. Well played.
Eventually, I get over, and, you know, he honked his horn at me. I honked my horn at him, giving him the California howdy. And, you know, this is shit's unnecessary.
You guys are a bunch
of
honkies.
Calm the hell down, you know. The other thing is, you know, it's not really a problem. It's just kind of annoying. There was this car that had a Florida license plate, and this guy passed me and then dropped back. And then later on, maybe 30 minutes later, he had come up and passed me again. But
yeah,
I had to cruise set on the same speed, and he's going faster, and he decides to slow down, goes faster and slow down. So.
Now, my question to you on this story, which I'm going to pick out a minor detail, is when and why did you start using the cruise control?
Ever since I made long road trips, starting with when I went to California in the Army.
That's what I was going to ask, is if it grew from making long road trips.
I only had three vehicles, and all of them had cruise control. It's just convenient, you know?
See, because I am completely against using cruise control. I can't do it. It's like a phobia. It's like a phobia for me, which is weird that this is coming out of this conversation. Because, like, when we were coming back from Hickory last Friday, and we were on 77, just cruising, there's nobody around us because it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and I put it on cruise control for about 3 minutes, and then I hit the brake and start driving again. I don't know.
You starting to fall asleep or something?
I'm scared of it's going to make me tired. Like, if my foot is not active, if my right foot is not active.
Well, here's the deal. About an hour into our trip, I stopped and got a large coffee.
Gotcha. That's a difference maker.
Every time you know, I even had a sense that I might like, you know, start to yawn or something, I just took a big gulp of that damn coffee and I was good to go. So.
Well, the last time I drove back from Hickory, I was on about 2 hours of sleep, and it was 2 a.m, and I barely even remember that drive home.
5 hour energy or coffee, bud?
Yeah,
one of the two.
But then a 5 hour energy only takes an hour to get back to our house from that area. So 5 hour energy, I'm going to stay up for 4 more hours. And or coffee.
It's better than being dead.
Right. True, true.
You don't want to go Paul Walker on us here, do you? Too soon? Too soon?
No. Not by the time this podcast comes out. Which will be out this Wednesday. Not 2 Wednesdays from now. As Jeff alluded to earlier, we do see a lot of people in this Charlotte, North Carolina Flying Saucer with Panther jerseys on. Are you proud of the Panthers?
I am. They won 8 in a row. That's the franchise record. But when we got here, it was what, third quarter, fourth quarter?
Third quarter.
Obviously, there's Panther fans here, but it's definitely not like one of those rowdy. It's a place to come chill and watch the game. You're not going to be like, you know. They only definitely show one game on. It's not a sports bar that they show every game on. Holy crap.
Peyton Manning doing what he does.
Yep.
So, the talk about the Panthers. My question is: does this remind you of the year? Were you here when they went to
California.
The Super Bowl? Oh, you were in California.
But I was keeping track of it. They, you know, they
like that's what this is kind of reminding me of.
They started off. They didn't start off great, and they made a run. They made a big run.
And I wonder, but a part of me feels like they need to lose before the playoffs start.
Well, they played New Orleans next week at New Orleans, I believe, in the dome.
Wasn't it originally supposed to be an early game, and yeah, they moved it to NBC, Sunday Night Football?
NBC flexed that game to Sunday Night Football because of the matchup. But Panthers only have 4 games left. They played New Orleans twice.
Gotcha.
The Jets in the middle, and then the Falcons the last game of the year away. So the Falcons aren't quite what they used to be. So, but you can't overlook anybody in the NFL. So,
as we get go to hell looks,
I say that as I get a go to hell look from Jess, who is a big time Falcons fan to say the least.
Jess, your opinion? Why are the Falcons as bad as they are?
I don't really have any idea. Their defense,
like, there's
horrible.
Because there's no, like, when you break it down, there's no real reason they should be as they are as bad as they are.
They just fell
they pretty
apart.
Much have the same team they had last year, don't they?
Yeah.
They just had like bad.
Julius Jones got hurt, but I mean, I don't know. They just fell apart.
Have they just had bad luck, or like they've lost close games?
As Jess says, they ran out of talent.
Yeah.
Could it be Michael Vick karma coming back?
Michael Vick got his own car. He's riding the pine, dude, in
he's
Philadelphia.
Riding the pine because he didn't get the job done.
Nick Foles he's throwing like.
He's still playing really good, isn't he? Because everybody was saying, wasn't everybody saying that he just had like a breakout game and it's going to be like.
I was watching a little bit of the pregame stuff this morning, not much, because I caught up on some other shows. I was gone for the whole week, but they were saying he thrown, coming into this game, he had thrown 17 interceptions, 17 touchdowns this year and no interceptions. And
yeah,
they won
today,
too. So
today?
They won today as well. So I don't know if they threw an interception or not.
Let me look up the stats.
So, needless to say, he's playing pretty
that's
good.
Ridiculous. I remember in college when one Russell Wilson went, what, eight or nine games without throwing a pick, and then he threw 3 in 1 game against Florida State?
As much, well, I wouldn't say Tom O'Brien, but Tom O'Brien did develop two of these guys. And, what was the guy's name before Tom O'Brien?
Chuck Amato.
Chuck Amato. But NC State, the Wolfpack, they have 3 quarterbacks that came from there that are starting NFL quarterbacks right now.
Yes. Did you consider Russell Wilson from there?
Yeah,
because Russell Wilson played 3 years at State, so that's where he developed his talent.
Mike Glennon is his stats through his first 7 games in NFL are better than Cam Newton or RG3 as far as passing. Not taking out the rushing side because he doesn't rush much, but he's got more touchdowns and less interceptions than they did through their first 7 games. And the Kansas City Chiefs just ran back the kickoff and took the lead again.
Did they really?
Yeah.
I wasn't even paying attention.
That place is bonkers.
So Foles threw for 237 yards and 3 touchdowns today. With no interceptions. So what's that, 9 games with no interception?
Yeah, 8 or 9, I think, 8 or 9.
Wow. That's impressive.
That is.
What, is he a rookie?
I have no idea if he's a rookie or not.
I don't know. I've been on my phone way too much this podcast, so I'm going to put it down. All right. Well, let me see. How much
time
are
we at on time?
We're
at
about 30 minutes, which is plenty.
We're at 5 o'clock. We need to wrap it up sooner or later soon. This might be on the shorter variety this week.
Yeah, but there's not really much going on. Panthers won, which is good.
They play. They have a huge game next week, next Sunday night.
In New Orleans, where me and Jeff will be.
WrestleMania 30.
WrestleMania 30. It'll be Jeff's first WrestleMania, so he's going to be psyched out of his mind, like I was when I went to my first one in Atlanta. How long does it take to get to New Orleans?
I have no idea.
Are we driving or flying?
I don't know.
These are the minor details we need to figure out.
We got a destination. We don't know how we're going to get there, but we have a destination.
We can drive if you want. How long does it take to get down to New Orleans? Like driving?
Probably about the same or less than Miami.
Don't tell me that shit, because then we'll fly. Miami was the worst drive on the face of the earth. That's in a brand new 2012 Camaro.
We'll get a Camaro then again. How about that?
No. That costs more than flying.
Oh, never mind.
Apparently it's okay for waitresses not to serve beer and play darts. I don't know.
That's the first time I've ever seen that.
Which one's ours?
They kind of looked at that one right there.
Okay, so our waitress.
That one might be off. You never know.
Yeah, this is true.
Could be her break. She, instead of eating, she likes to play darts on her break.
That's my luck, is that I'm sitting here talking shit about our waitress, and she comes walking through the door with like 12 glasses on a tray, working her ass off. I'm sorry, waitress. I see we got the Faye Reagan waitress is here.
Where do you think your plate's going to be, Pat? Whenever you get one.
In the back room. Because I won't get it till 2015.
What about you, Jess? Where do you think yours is going to be?
Way past Patrick's.
Jess is going to be out beside the porn shop. It's not really a porn shop. It's a red door.
It's not a porn shop.
It's not.
It's a... What would you call it then if it's not a porn shop? What the hell would you call it?
It's not. But they sell more than toys. Is like 1/4 of their stock.
They sell videos there. I'm pretty sure, right?
I don't know. Apparently, we do know they sell cock rings.
Okay, thanks to Ryan last week.
Yeah. And to show you the awesomeness of this place, there's more people walking in with Panthers jerseys, which only tells me one thing.
People are stopping by here on the way home.
Yes. So people come back from the game and stop by here on the way back.
Today would have been a good game to go to. You could get tickets pretty cheap.
And they won pretty handily.
Yeah. They won by 3 touchdowns.
All right. I think that's enough babbling from us. We're going to finish our beers and walk over to UNC Charlotte and watch some basketball. Right?
Niner Nation.
Niner Nation. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. As always, you can find us on saucernerds.com or on Twitter at saucernerds. Tell your friends about us. Leave us a comment on Facebook or a review. If it's good or bad, I think that helps us out. I'm really not sure how that works. But it is what it is. All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Saucer Nerd Podcast is a product of Triptych Media and is in no way affiliated or associated with the Flying Saucer Restaurant.